Hi there, Damien. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, answer any questions that you have, also to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your new business. A happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good. How about yours?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I know that you use Google yourself. I imagine you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page, right? Yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. And especially for you being a brand new business, that's going to get your phone ringing. People will not need to already know the name of your company. They will simply find you when they're doing a search for the keywords or the search phrases related to the services that you provide. The calls will come directly to you. So there's no third party involved. You're not, you know, paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down. You'll get calls directly to you from someone who will see first a .com website that we'll build for you. I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that people who see you there have the reasons to call you. So we will want to include a website for you. Now, do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, like before and after photos, that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, I got thousands of them.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Yeah, I mean, obviously, a website's a very powerful conversion tool, but it only works when people see it. And since most people don't go past the first page, most websites are never even seen by their intended audience. Ours, though, will make sure that it pops up with the Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Because we're a Google Premier partner, we know that Google is currently indexing almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public or unknown. That is the content the search engines search for. So our job, of course, would be to create that content, all of it talking about your services and your service area, and then linking back to that website and verified listings on both Google and Bing. Now, as far as pricing goes, it is a month-to-month service. Our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, the new business rate, while it is a promotional rate for a young company, it is not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it would be a fixed flat rate, in this case, exactly $199.00. So it would be that exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. The calls coming to you, you can pick and choose the work you want to take on, residential or commercial work, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, you're still looking at that same flat rate. Now, I did notice, Lulu, attached here an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I think she found it when she was looking for your website. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, as of like yesterday.
How do you like that service? I mean, have you had a chance even to get leads and try and follow up with them? Do you know if it's working for you?
No, I haven't had time to fully figure it out yet.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's a well-made lead service. I mean, by that I mean they're going to get you plenty of leads. Unfortunately, it's a shared lead system, so the leads that you get will get sent and sold to six or even sometimes up to eight of your competitors. You're all kind of chasing down that same lead, and it's up to you to try to turn them into work. Now, the good thing about it is, you know, you are going to get some work out of it. Of course, the downside is it's a lot of time and effort working to get work and dealing with customers who are expecting several bids and several phone calls. Sometimes they're just looking for the cheapest guy. Sometimes they're just looking for an estimate, try to budget for something down the road, and you would still have to pay for that lead. So as a brand new small company, those lead fees might add up pretty quickly for you. I'm not saying you have to stop using that service, but my clients that have a lead service, whether it's that one or Thumbtack, and Networks, Crackjack, any of the others, most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them instead of paying for a lead. you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do, which is to keep those leads paused more often. Some of them cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will simply shut the leads off altogether. 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are listed on the first page of Google or Bing. So we'll make sure that you pop up there. Now, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right? A website and get calls directly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Google it, right? You know, it's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Of course, traditional word of mouth is not yet a factor for you, but every customer that finds you online becomes someone who can use your services down the road, who can recommend you to their friends. That's going to help you to grow your business. I know from the notes here, it's just you starting out, but if you ever want to hire some guys and really start to ramp up, this will give you the opportunity. Now, keep in mind, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, but a steady stream of phone calls will allow you to pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. You know, maybe you take the bigger job that's going to pay you well, or a smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one, or maybe you take the job that's closer to home for you, you know. And especially since you're not paying for a lead or feeling compelled to chase down everything that turns into work, you can be a bit selective with the jobs that you take. Now, the tracking and reporting system, not only is it going to break down where your work is coming from, you'll see the amount of times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories or from your website. Now, keep in mind, it's designed to get your phone ringing, and that's what's going to happen most of the time. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Both residential and commercial clients will call you directly. The website will also have a contact form right on it, so people can fill that form out, tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done. When they fill that out, you do get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and then whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still that same flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. The flat rate, is that consistently every month?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it is a fixed flat rate. It's an exact amount. It will not go up, and there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profit. You're not paying per click, call, or job. It would be exactly $199. So it's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service. I know you haven't really had it long enough to find out, but with Angie's, it's going to depend on how many leads you get. It's also going to depend on how much each lead costs. And certainly if it looks on paper to be a bigger job, they will ask you to pay more for that lead. You're not any more likely to get the bigger job than you are a smaller job. You're just more likely to pay more for the lead. So it's hard to budget for. And of course, when they bill you, they don't even bill you. They just take it right out of your account, you know, every Friday or every other Friday, however they set that up. But, you know, it can be a little bit pricier than most business owners expect. With us, you know what to expect. $199 bills once a month on the exact same day for that exact amount.
Okay.
The other thing I want to do here, and it's not specifically for the Angie's, I mean, we've got nothing at all to do with that company or even with their business model of selling you leads, but there is a promo code. Where's that promo code? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system here that I'm going to apply, and it is for someone who is paying advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does is it helps me to lower the cost of the setup fee. In fact, I can reduce the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. What I want to do here is I want to cut that $99 setup fee in half. It would just be a $50 setup fee that attaches to only that first month, and then every month after that, it is that flat rate. Now, the setup fee is not for the website. The setup fee is for the 70 directories, the time, the resources, the direct cost in some cases that we will incur to create the content necessary to get you popping up on that first page. With the website, what I want to do here is include it at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. So we can certainly use the photos you have currently. If you do a job and take new photos and you want us to add photos or update content, if your services change or focus shifts during the year, we can change that content for you as well. There would never be any additional cost for that. So the website would be included for you.
Okay.
You'd be looking at the $199, that's the first month, and then the $50 setup fee attaches to just that first month. So the first month is $249, and then every month after that it is exactly $199. And again, that rate will not go up. The website's going to be included. Now, it's only going to take us about 3 or 4 business days for us to build out that website. One of the first things that we'll do, even today, is schedule a follow-up call with our client interview technician. That's where we get all the information that we need to build out your website and create all the content. So we'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that and a couple of other things. Of course, we'll want to talk specifically about your services and service area and things like that. So that would be a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. I do see the business listed as Wayne West Maintenance, and then on the Angie profile, it's an LLC. So, I mean, I know it is an LLC, but I guess my question for you, since it's completely up to you whether you include the LLC or not in the branding of the business name, what's important is consistency. So we would want it listed the same way everywhere. Would you want to include the LLC as part of the business name?
No.
No, yeah, that's my choice. If anyone ever asks, I always say just leave it off. Inc. codes and LLCs don't need to be there, but it is Wayne West Maintenance then, right?
No, it's West Georgia Drain Doctors.
Oh, really? Okay. I'll have to ask Lulu why she sent me that one. She seemed a little out of it. I jumped on the end of the call, and she was a little confused as to whether or not I was the one who was taking her phone call. I'll have to ask her to drink some coffee or something like that. Is the phone number that we're speaking on, though, the one that you would want your customers to call and definitely the best number for us to reach you regarding your account? Okay. Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
I can.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, like I said, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. But when someone fills out that contact form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we can attach it directly to the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one really needs to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business? You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. What is a good email address for you?
Dispatch.draindoctors@gmail.com.
Okay. You said dispatch.draindoctors?
Yep.
And then it was just at gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, text, and emails. Did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Any of those? All of those?
Text or call.
Text or call? Okay, yeah. There's usually going to be some redundancy built into it. You know, if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text. And then, Damien, what is your last name, sir?
Finley, F-I-N-L-E-Y.
Okay. And then, Mr. Finley, the other thing I wanted to ask you is, I mean, you are service-based, right? There's no address for us to promote for your business, right? That's perfectly fine. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, even if it were a shop or a small office. If you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would take a look at that follow-up calendar for our client interview technician to give you a call back. The other thing that's required of me, Damien, because we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that it's that fixed flat rate, that you know, we are reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee, that we're including the website for you. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair? Okay, give me just a second here to get that set up. Okay. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? Okay. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Damien Finley.
Okay. And then, Damien, as the owner of West Georgia Drain Doctors, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Of course,
you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well? Okay. Now, Damien, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Finley, of course, you would agree to that, right? Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are, like I said, aware of the Angie leads. The reason that I ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Damien, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, Mr. Finley, with all of the discounts that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as that one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 20th of September, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $249.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of just $199.00. And that $199, Damien, is again a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Damien, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Mr. Finley, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, as we offer our services completely month to month, that means no contract, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause it, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting client support. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Finley, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Damien, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, Damien. And that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir? You're just a little bit muffled. I don't know if you've got me on speakerphone. Did you say that was a Visa card?
Yeah, it's a Visa.
Okay. And then is the name on the card your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name.
Your name. I don't know if Lulu verified the spelling of your first name. You did tell me Finley is F-I-N-L-E-Y. Lulu's got Damien is D-A-M-I-A-N. Is that correct?
E-N.
E-N. Okay, I'm glad I did ask. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, both? You said your name, but any middle initial?
No,
not on that card, just first and last. Okay, and then you said it was a Visa card. Mr. Finley, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, it has my middle initial.
The middle initial is on that card?
L.
L, okay, and you said it was a Visa card. If you want to go ahead and read that to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
4159.
Yes, sir.
7700.
Okay.
3338.
Yes, sir.
8223.
And then the expiration month and year?
0826.
08 of 2026, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
283.
I've got 283 on the back, and 08 or August of 2026 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Finley, was the card itself 4159 7700 Okay. And then is the billing address on that card, the 2326 Patsy Lane in Columbus, 31903?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy for me, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Make a note in my phone.
That's exactly what I do. And then I end up transferring it somewhere else if I need to, or it just lives in the notes on my phone. But that toll-free number, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And Damien, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information in just about a minute here from our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will, in fact, be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Finley, there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself only takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like even with short notice, I think I can still get you in at 5 o'clock. There's also a 6 o'clock available. The call would get to you just a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer. Would 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock work out better for you today?
Probably 6 o'clock.
6. Okay. So we'll schedule it from 6 until 7. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes half that time. Still enough time then at 5 o'clock for our automated system to send you a reminder email an hour prior to that scheduled call. And then I'll also send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, that stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Mr. Finley, did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you?
Yeah, I got the text message.
Okay, so the text should go, if it's the right text, you'll also get a welcome text, but the text should go right where we want it to go. The email's got the invoice below it, and then please click here, and then if you click on the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see? Okay, perfect. So, of course, we'll optimize your Google listing. We'll do Bing as well. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that are using Bing instead of Google, but that's still a lot of people overall. We want you to get those calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different directories. The landing page is your website that we'll create for you. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll down towards the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We want you to click on that box. In the longer box, Damien, below that line, there's an arrow pointing towards it. I want you to copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. So with the middle initial of L, but not a period after the L, just the L itself. And then, of course, the D, L, and F capitalized appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Damian L. Finley in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. Mr. Finley, that's going to do a few things. It's actually going to, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce both the subscription costs as well as the one-time setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. Of course, no address will appear for your business online. And then it's going to allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Damian, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Let me know if you see that.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, okay. You can actually stop right there. You don't have to go the next step. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already activated and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you put in a password right now, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't been created yet. But we'll do that client interview first, obviously, to get the information that we need to create the content that will then be tracked. In the next day or so, you will, though, get the username and a default password. You can change that password if you like, although some people never do. We'll send that out by text and email once you're tracking system is actually active. I can give you, though, the username. It cannot be changed, but it's very easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes or spaces or parentheses or anything like that. It's just the numbers, no spaces, 706-502-0810. That will always be the username on the account. And any email correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. Again, they're basically the same thing. That will allow us to easily access that information and then forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. That's the catch-all for your account. When they do that client interview in the 6 o'clock hour, they will give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email. You can, if you like, email the photos team directly. But other than that, you are set up and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in the 6 o'clock hour. But I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you.
Real pleasure speaking with you. I wanted to make sure the business name is West Georgia with Georgia spelled out correctly, not GA abbreviated.
It is GA.
It is GA. I was wondering because I've got it correct, but then the Angie's has the Georgia spelled out there. So just wanted to make sure that we've got it correct on our end. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Mr. Finley, you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day. Real pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate your kindness and taking the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Damian. Thanks a lot. Take care, and do expect that phone call from our client interview technician in the 6 o'clock hour today.
All right.
All righty. Thank you. You too, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.